All right, our reading will be taken from Matthew chapter number 2, starting at verse number 9. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads, "When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." Amen. Now I want you to turn to your neighbor, put your Bible or device down, turn to your neighbor, grab your neighbor by both hands, look your neighbor square in the eye. Look your neighbor square in the eye and say, "Neighbor,
are you
open?
Open.
Neighbor,
are you
open?
Open."
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. We have entitled our message this morning, "Are You Open?" Reverend Rhodes, I know folk are pondering and trying to understand where we are going. Then there are other folk who said, "I think I got it all figured out," and they're just ready to run to see where we going to run to. But the one thing I want us to understand is, and I'll just use this analogy that's going to help us. You know, Christmas was just 6 days ago, but some of y'all got something hit you on Christmas Eve around 6 o'clock. You realize that Sister Doris, you were still short one gift, and what you attempted to do is run out to the mall, Deacon Elwood, and when you got to the mall, everything was. Now, when things are closed, that means that nothing can get in, nor nothing can come out. You know, when we think about that, the question that we have to ask ourselves is, how many folk are sitting up in church right now and you are closed? Because if you are closed, that means that nothing can get in and nothing can come because you are closed. But the interesting thing about the God whom we serve, you see, folk mess up Matasha and get it twisted. The way they get it twisted is that they think that God closes himself to us. But truth be told, God never closes. God is always open. You know, God will never, ever turn anybody away, because God has an open door policy. What stops us from receiving from God is that we close ourselves to him. But the beauty of the God whom we serve, he finds ways to meet us in our closed minds. He meets us in our closed minds. And he takes the opportunity to show us something that will open us up. Thank you, Lord. Y'all don't believe me? Let me show you. When we read Matthew chapter number 2, verses 1 through 12, but we focused is on 9 through 12 today. But what we read about is these magi, right? Wise men. Brother Chester, I don't know how they done started calling them kings. I don't know where that one came from. But they were magi. They were Medines. This is what they were. And the Medines attempted to fight against the Persians. And as they fought against the Persians, they lost. So the Medines said, what we're going to do is focus more on being astrologers and scientists and those people of our time and be the priests based on what we learn from astrology. So they were stargazers, and they would look at stars and interpret and look at the various constellations. And when you look at constellations, they change roughly 30 days. You don't believe me? That's how come so many of us have all these different zodiac signs. If you believe, well, we don't believe in that stuff. But you know how they had the zodiac signs. If you was born between this date and this date, you're this. And if you're born between this date and this date, you're this. And if you're this kind of person, and this is how you think, and this is how you are, how are you going to group a whole bunch of people into their view because they were born under a certain constellation? But this is where it all came from. Just like some folk, I don't know, hopefully none of y'all today, still look at that newspaper each and every day to see what does it say about their zodiac sign and what's supposed to happen for you today. You see, we close ourselves to God, but we open ourselves up to a whole bunch of stuff that really don't mean much. I ain't got to watch Chester. You got my back, bro. I know you got my back. But are you understanding what I'm saying? This and these men, Deacon Booth, were astrologers, and this is what they believed, and they would look at the constellations and make interpretations on what to do. You see, they were closed in how they were thinking. They based things based on what stars told them. You see, that was their closed thinking, but God used what was called their closed thinking and used that to open up an opportunity to get into their lives, to get them to know who He is. Are you working with me? You see, because when they look at constellations, they know they shift. They know they change. But then God raised a star. And in raising this star, it was like no other star. It didn't move like the other stars. It didn't leave after 30 days. It maintained its consistency because the earth is always moving. But this star was always visible for them to see. And then they were able to interpret that in Israel. A child is born to be the king of the Jews. How they came to that interpretation, ain't nobody but God gave it to them. Are you understanding what I'm saying? God is the one that gave them that interpretation to get them to see that. But God was using them in their closeness in order to bring, to open them up so that he could invade their lives. You see, God has a way of meeting us where we are in order to take us to where He wants us to be. Is somebody working with me today? You see, I don't care what, well, we all got a story of how close we were, how we were caught up in our own stuff and doing our own thing. But God had a way of invading our closeness and make an opening for us to make a change in our lives. And isn't that why we're in church right now? It's because God met us while we were closed, and God opened us, and God blessed us and brought us to where we are right now. Do I got any witnesses in God's house who understand what I'm talking about? Because I don't know about you, I was just as closed as you could get. I wasn't thinking about God, but God met me in my closeness. Ooh, I feel like preaching a little bit this morning. You see, but from that, these brothers could have heard it and said, oh, that's all good that's happening in Israel. And just stayed where they were. But they opened up to what was happening. They made a decision to serve, to go serve this child who was born to be king of the Jews. So they had to open up themselves, Sister Boykins. I don't know how far from the east they came, but I want you to know they came with an entourage. These were folk that had influence. They were the folk that were the well-dressed people. They had on the best cloths, Remroads. I want you to know that you think Brother Walter looks sharp. Better they make Brother Walter, they make you look dull. Brother Walter be sharp every Sunday, but Brother Walter make you look dull. Brother Walter sharp, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know I'm just messing with you. You know I'm messing with you. But I ain't messing with him being sharp on Sunday. He know how to dress. He know how to put it together. But what I'm saying is, so just to give you a point of reference of how these men looked. We don't know how many of them there was, but we know they brought how many gifts? Three gifts, but we don't know how many of them there was, but we automatically say the assumption it was three because it was three gifts, but that's neither here nor there. We ain't going there. But the star, they followed the star. And as they left their homes,
they packed up some gifts to come to give homage. So they made a decision to be open and to serve. I don't know how far they had to go, but they was willing to go how far as was necessary. They just followed the star, and when they got to Jerusalem, Deacon Faulkner, the star just disappeared. And when the star disappeared, Leslie, they saw a palace. And they figured that if one is born to be king of the Jews, they have to be born in that palace. So they go and they knock on the door and they present themselves. You see, I want you to understand, if they had just came in there dressed like they was towed up from the floor up knocking on the door, I want you to know they would have never gotten an audience with King Herod. So this is letting me know that them brothers was dressed like Walter or better in order to get an audience with the king. Are you hearing what I'm saying, y'all? Because the king ain't going to just see any average Joe. You got to be somebody who is in the know. Somebody going to work with me. You see, and once that happened and they got an audience with the king, Herod thought they bringing him some stuff in. They said, wait a minute, no, we're here to give homage to the one who was born king of the Jews. We followed his star. We saw it back in the east, and we wanted to come. And Herod is now irate, because Herod was kind of twisted, yo. Herod was ruthless. He killed his own sons. Killed one of his wives. Because he ain't want nobody to threaten his kingdom. So when he heard what these dudes said, he called for the scribes and the Pharisees, and they told him, go in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, and it will tell you that, you know, the Messiah is to be born in Bethlehem. And he told them, and as he sent off these magi, wise men, he said, you know what? He said to them, Sister Fee, when y'all find him, come and bring me word so I can come and give him homage to. Don't you understand that when you out doing the Lord's will, I don't care who's ever trying to hoodwink you. Sister Gwen, they ain't going to be successful in it. Because when God's hand is on you and you are going in God's direction, doing what God is calling you to do, I don't care who's trying to twist it. I don't care who's trying to mess it up. I don't care who's trying to tear it down. I don't care who's trying to stop it. Nobody's going to block what God has for you, and God's going to bless you in the midst of it. He ain't going to let you be a part of confusion. God's going to clear it all up. Do I got any witnesses in God's house who understand that when you follow the Lord, I don't care what come up against me, because if God be for us, somebody working with me. So let's go and look at this. And so when they left that palace, Lord, I can deal with that, but I don't want to go there because I want you to come back tonight. After they realized that they went to the wrong place, but they thought they were in the right place because the star went out. You see, but God was letting them know, just because it's big and beautiful don't mean it really is all that. You know, a whole bunch of stuff look good, but it ain't good for you. A whole bunch of stuff look marvelous and pretty, but when you get inside, it's just as ugly and whatever it can be. You see, I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, you know, if you really want to go somewhere, you ain't always going to start big. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all was raised up in that two-bedroom flat. Some of y'all were raised in a house where you really had a dirt floor. Some of y'all were raised in a house where you had to get out and go throw some wood into that cast iron stove to get some heat. You were the one responsible for getting it. Some of y'all were the ones responsible for going down to the well and pumping that water out. Some of y'all responsible for getting up in the morning and go and pluck a couple of chickens. Some of y'all were responsible for going out milking the cows. Some of y'all had all kinds of responsibilities. Because you know what? In order for you to get from one day to the next, you had to work each and every day. But now that we're living lives of glamour, we ain't got no more wood burning pot belly stoves. We all have heat pumps or gas heat. We set the thermostat and the heat is already on. We ain't got to go and go to the well and get no water. We just go to our faucets, the kind where you just tap and the water just start running. We ain't got to go out and go pluck some chickens, wring some necks and chop them. Now all we do is go to the freezer and just scratch our side and say, do I want dark meat or do I want white meat? You see, God has brought us a mighty long way. When we see what the Lord has done for us, when we see what the Lord has brought us from, we ought to give God praise for what he's done. You see, we serve a God because we know we started off with a little, but God has blessed us with a lot. Do I got any witnesses in God's house? Have the Lord brought us a mighty long way? You might not have started with a lot, but look at you now. Look at what God has done. Look at how God has blessed you. Somebody ought to say thank you. I'm sorry, I got to bring y'all back. But what we understand is that we've come a long way. And when these wise men left that palace and they went back outside, then all of a sudden, Phil, that star shined again. Because God was letting them know, I want you to understand, just because it looked big and pretty, it ain't all that in a bag of chips, two sodas, and a shake on the side. Some of us want to go run to the big house, but we got to realize the house we have is bigger than that. It's going to end up being bigger than that. But what is happening is that God is showing him. Now, let me tell you where it's really happening at. The star shines again. And the star shines over the city of Bethlehem. Bethlehem is roughly 6 miles from Jerusalem. So they go to Bethlehem. And when they get to Bethlehem, it appears the light from the star is shining on a particular house. And when they see that, the scripture tells us that these brothers had joy because they now were overwhelmed with joy because they now are at the house where they're going to find the one who was born, the King of the Jews. You see, some folk got to get to church and get excited. But I want you to know, don't you know we're blessed even more that when we're excited before we even get there? Yeah. You see, you don't got to wait for the choir to sing your song to start shouting. You ain't got to wait for that person to pray your prayer to get excited. When you come into God's house, you're already open because you realize, where would I be if it had not been for the Lord? And then I remember what it says in Psalm 122, where it says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, which means I don't wait till I get there to get open. I'm open before I even go in the doors. I got praise on my lips. I got praise in my heart because I got the joy of the Lord on the inside, and I got a joy that the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. So I ain't waiting till I get there to be excited. I'm open before I even get to God's house. And when they got to the house, do y'all see the scripture? On entering the house, doesn't say nobody opened the door for. You know why? Because God has an open door policy. You see, DeAndre, I want you to know that when you serve the Lord already makes sure the door is open for you to come in. The Lord doesn't put no restrictions on anybody. He don't tell you to dress a certain way, walk a certain way, talk a certain way. He wants you to know that you come just as you are, because I have an open door policy. I don't kick anybody out. I accept all who are willing to come. Whomsoever will, let him come into the house. And I want you to understand something. Now, I told y'all earlier how these brothers were dressed, right? Didn't y'all remember me telling y'all that? That them brothers was dressed to the T. They were so sharp they might cut you. And you know what they did when they got into that house? I don't know if you got it. I got to come and give you a little illustration. Work with me knees. I want you to understand something. As sharply dressed as these brothers were, when they saw the child whose name is Jesus, who means Emmanuel, God is with us, that when they saw Jesus, they got down on their knees, and they ain't have a problem getting on their knees. I don't know whether or not they had a dirt floor or a wood floor, but they ain't had no problem getting on their knees. They wasn't concerned whether or not their knees got dirty, but they
realized that if Jesus made himself available to them, they had no problem coming and falling down before him. You see, my brothers and sisters, what is that telling us? I don't care how dressed up you are. If you ain't coming here to praise God, some folk are more concerned with what they got on than they are concerned about praising God. Well, child, I praise him today, but I just paid about $80 for this hairdo. And a couple of them bobby pins might be a little loose. So I don't want to get too happy and shake. Chester, you got my back, right? Chester, you got my back. Oh, I can't get overly excited. This is a brand new silk tie. I got this one for Christmas, and they messed around and left the label on it. This tie cost $75. And I don't want to get too excited where I start sweating. I don't want to put no sweat stains on this $75 tie. So today ain't the day I'm going to do some shopping. I'm going to give them a couple of hallelujahs and fan my tie to make sure I don't get wet. You see, if you're more caught up with what you got on, do you understand who blessed you with what you got on? Do you know who gave you what you got on? And if you're more concerned with what you got on than what you got inside of you, I want you to know you truly ain't being open to worshiping God. Because if you're open to worshiping God, no matter how the hair is, no matter how the clothes is, I'm going to praise the Lord because he's been mighty good to me. I'm going to praise the Lord because he brought me a mighty long way. I'm going to praise the Lord because where would I be if I didn't have Jesus? I'm going to praise the Lord because he took me from a nothing and made something out of me. I'm going to praise the Lord because when I was on that sick bed, he got me up out of it. I'm going to praise the Lord when I couldn't pay all my bills. He kept me no matter what went on. I tell you, I'm going to praise the Lord because there was a time I thought I was going to lose my mind, but the Lord kept me. I'm going to praise the Lord because he's been there with me through thick. So I'm going to praise him. I got to be open because he's opened the door for me. Anybody want to be open today? Because you know how good God is. You know where God brought you from. You know what God is doing with you. Are you open today? Woo! Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, it don't matter what I got on. It's what I got on the inside. You see, my brothers and sisters, you can have a seat for a second if you can. Because look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, it's about to get tight. You see, when we're open in coming to serve, and we are open in our worship because we recognize who's blessed us, then we are open. And you know what we do next? You see what them dudes did? It said they went to their treasure chest. And they opened them. And then they pulled some stuff out. They pulled out. They brought three specific gifts. They brought the gift of gold to honor him and his royalty. They brought the gift of frankincense to recognize his priestliness. Because it comes from the Greek word. The Latin word, which becomes the Greek word ponitex. I'm going to get it right. Which means bridge builder. Because Jesus is our bridge over troubled water. Jesus is the one that is the bridge that took us from a nothing to bring us to the presence of God. So that's why they brought the frankincense. And then they brought the myrrh because he was to be the savior. You know what? He's going to die for you and I. And he did. He died for us to redeem us, to do what we couldn't do for ourselves. So that's why they brought those gifts. But you know the gifts that God wants from his people today? When we open up our pockets, he wants our money. Does he want all your money? No. But did he bless us with it all?
Yes.
And all he wants us to do is to be what? Open. I can be open in serving. I can be open in worshiping. I can be open in serving. I can be open in worshiping. Sure, I give him $5. If I feel good, he might get 10. I said it's going to get tight. I want us to understand something. Church, God is open in everything, in all things. And all we have to be is open. Open in serving, open in worship, and open in our treasures. And if we close any of those three, we put ourselves in a position to where we have closed off that aspect of us in our lives to God. And Sister Rhodes, whenever we close something, that means that nothing can come and nothing can go. So if you closed in your giving and you're wondering why you're still struggling, well, Pastor, I got more bills than I got money. I understand that. But you give what you can. Some folk can give $1,000. Some can give $500. Some can give $10. Some only can give $1. Can we just be real today? But when you decide to close, then God has something he wants to give to you. But he can't give it to you because you are. You see, I want us to understand as the people of God, as we are exiting 2017 and about to enter into 2018, I want us to realize, I don't want us to miss out on anything because God has it for us. But the question is, are you open or are you? Preach, brother. Some of y'all are closing right now. I pray that you ain't. I thought he wasn't one of them money preachers. I ain't. It ain't about a money thing. It's about if God has you, then he has everything you got. Because you recognize that what you got is a blessing from God. And God doesn't want your whole sandwich. Y'all heard me use that analogy many times. Remember I talked about the sandwich? Kids got hungry, fed them, and I asked them for a bite. They're going to be like, what? I just gave you the sandwich, and you can't give me a bite. And that's what God wants. A tenth. A bite. A bite of what you have. He ain't asking for it all. And one thing for those who in here who understand what I'm saying, those of y'all in here who said, God, you can go on and have a bite, and you thought that if you gave God a bite, like, you know, and then their kids looked at me like, I don't know if I want to give you a bite, Daddy. You got a big mouth. You take big bites. But I want you to know, no matter how big a bite that I take, you're going to still have enough air and then some. And that's how our God is with us. If you just go on and say, Lord, go on and take a bite. I'm going to bring it to you. I want you to know he'll give you back that air and then some. You won't know how God is going to work in your life as long as you are closed in order for you to find out the abundance of our God and how our God can prosper you. And I'm talking about being successful, not just through money, but successful in all that you do, is that you got to be willing to be open. We lose out too much. Why? Because we're closed. When you're closed, nothing comes and nothing goes out. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, 24/7, be open. You know why? Because our God never closes. And so if our God never closes, Carolyn, God might want to give you a blessing at 3 o'clock in the morning. But if you start closing down at 3 o'clock, then God can't give it to you because you are what? clothes. He ain't going to force himself on you. He wants to give it to you, but he's only going to give it to you when you are what? Open. Don't you know that's why Jesus said, I stand at the door and if any man open up, I'll come in and sup with them. Which is telling us one thing. The Lord don't ever want you to close the door on him. He wants you to keep your door open. Because he needs to come in there and hang out with you. And then as he come in and hang out with you, he got a blessing waiting for you. And in order to get the blessing, you can't be. You got to remain. Are you hearing what I'm saying, people of God? Can I mess with you? Our church should not look worse than our house. How many of y'all houses got stained shingles in it? See, I said it's going to get a little tight. Didn't I say it's going to get a little tight? How many of y'all houses got worn out, beat up, tow up carpet in it? Let it be worn up and tow up and beat up. What you going to do? I'm going to call that guy next week to come give us some new carpet. The place where we worship should not look worse than how you live. Oh, somebody going to work with me. But as we're moving and preparing to go to our new sanctuary and the expansion project, I want you to know how we have that place and how we treat that place. We treat it the same way we treat our homes. In my house, you don't eat upstairs. You don't eat in the family room. We got kitchen table and dining room table. That's where you eat. Are you working with me? Oh, Lord. Some folks say, don't look at me, Pastor. You keep looking. I'm going. You look at me, I'm going to look straight here. I ain't looking at nothing. That's why I look at the lights, because can't nobody say I'm trying to look at them. I just look at the lights and I just say, now and then I might look side to side. But no, seriously. 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 God's house should not be tore up. And the house we worship, man, the house we live in look real good. The house, the place where we worship ought to be the equivalent of the house we live in. And what you got looking good, the place where you worship ought to be. Because you are open to do whatever you need to do to fix your house. Then we ought to be open to do whatever we need to do to fix God's house. Because who's the one that blessed us with the house we live in? Who's the one that blessed us with all that we have? And why is all that happening? Because God has been open. And if God is open, he wants us as his people to be what? Which means is that if we remain open, what is God going to do? Bless us. And I want you to know, when you remain open, that means whatever God has something for you, he ain't got to wait for you to say, okay, you open up now or later, because you're already there. The three areas we're going to be open to is worship, giving, and service. If we're open in those three areas, it covers everything. We're going to be open up in our worship, in our and in our, we ought to be open in our what? In our, and in our. You see, because when we are open in that way, can I let you in on a secret? Shawnee, let me let you in on this secret. When we come to church and we are open in our, and our, and our, you can't leave the same way you came in. You want me to show you what I'm talking about? Look at that verse number 12. Verse number 12 tells us that God sent them home on a different road so that they wouldn't go back to Herod. Now, what is that saying to me metaphorically? We might come to church with so much stuff going on in our minds. We might come to church frustrated about this and frustrated about that. But when we come there, we got a fight to say, I don't care what's going on. I'm going to open up myself in serving, in worship, and in giving. And as I do that, when I leave this place, I'm going to leave better. When I do these things, when I come and been open in my worship, in my giving,
and in my service, when I leave this place, I'm going to leave better than how I came in. Which means that I ain't going to go out the same way I came in. I'm going out, Marcus, on a different road. I'm going out on that heavenly blessed road. Because I came on the road that was hard and rocky. But when I leave, God ain't going to let me leave the same way that I came in. Because I came to worship, to give, and to serve. And I remained open. So my brothers and sisters, what do you want to be? Are you open? Well, I'm open 2 out of 3. That ain't good enough. Be open in all 3. I don't know if I can tithe. Well, you start somewhere. Start. Start somewhere. Be consistent in that. See what you give. Start serving in a ministry. Be consistent in that and see where God takes you. Start just coming to church and clapping your hands. Be consistent in that and see where God takes you. They can't say, I just talked about money. See, we went to all 3 areas. Because, you know, I ain't no money preacher. I want you to be fulfilled in your life as a child of God. I don't want anything to hinder you in your spiritual growth and your ability to reach beyond your own potential. God wants to show you the limits that don't exist. The only limits that exist are the ones that we create. We serve a God who is limitless. We serve a God who works and operates in impossibilities. It is us that restricts what God can do because we close God out at certain times and at certain aspects because what other folks say to us, what other folks tell us, we feel that we can't go no further than that. But guess what? They just like you. They walk and they talk. If you step on their foot, they gonna say, too. But you got to look to the one who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. You got to look to the one who puts breath in your body. You got to look to the one that allows your heart to beat. You got to look to the one that blesses you through danger, seen and unseen. You got to put your trust in the one who brought you a mighty long way. And his name is... And when we put our trust in Jesus and we are open in our worship, our giving, and our serving, I want you to know that there is no limit in what God's going to do with us. Do I got a witness in God's house? Anybody here say, I'm open. I'm not going to restrict God. I'm going to be open in worship. I'm going to be open in giving. I'm going to be open in my service. When we are. Watch and see what the Lord is going to do. I got any folk who want to see how good God is? Do I got any folk who want to see God do the impossible? Well, then guess what? You got to be open. And you got to be open in all 3 aspects. In what? Worship. In what? And in what? And open in what? In what? And in what? Because when we're open in those ways, I'm here to tell you today, my brothers and my sisters, that's when no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because the Lord has got us. And if we are open to the Lord is going to be open to us. He's going to bring us through some danger seen and unseen. You see, because we remember the time in our lives when we were so toe up from the flow up. Remember that time you were so drunk as a skunk, you got behind the wheel of your car and you woke up in your driveway and you didn't know how you got there. It was nobody but God who blessed you. It was nobody but God who kept you. Remember when you was out there acting stupid and you should have got caught up in it, but it was nobody but God who brought you through it and allowed you to still be here. I'm here to tell you today, my brothers and my sisters, when you think about all that the Lord has done for you, he has been open to you even when you were close to him. Somebody ought to thank him right now. Somebody ought to praise him right now. Our God is a mighty good God. He's been there with us through thick and through thin. Do I got any witnesses in God's house? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody want to thank him right now? Anybody want to praise him right now? Because I am open. And since I am open, I know God's going to bless me. Oh, my brothers and sisters, let us all rise to our feet. Let us all rise to our feet. Let us all rise to our feet. You see, my brothers, you see, my sisters,
We serve a God who doesn't restrict us. He frees us. The definition of the word open is this: freed of any kind of obstacles or obstructions. Free from any obstructions. So if you're open, then God frees you from any obstructions that are in your life. So that's why we're open. But that's why God is open. Because there's nothing that's going to obstruct God from freeing you if you want to be freed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So what I want to